From the newsroom, I'm Susan King with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. Rescue efforts are underway in Southern California, where some residents remain trapped in their homes after a week of heavy snowfall. CBS News' Jerrica Duncan has more on the wintry California weather.
Crews across San Bernardino County are working to plow through snow piles and get supplies to people stranded in mountain communities. In Northern California, dangerous road conditions and extreme winds forced three ski resorts to just shut down in Lake Tahoe. And more than 30 inches fell near UC Berkeley as the region braces for yet another chill.
After receiving an update from city staff regarding the drastically different floodplain maps FEMA has prepared for the Ukiah Valley, city council members vote to have staff draft a letter to local federal reps. The letter would explain what the city is doing and on what basis they're appealing the new maps. I'm Susan King. Up next, it's Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Eureka police make an arrest in a deadly hit and run. The vehicle involved was parked in an open parking lot and was unoccupied. 53-year-old Jose Jimenez, who owns the vehicle from Eureka, revealed as the driver at the time of the collision. He was placed under arrest and taken to the Humboldt County Jail for a violation of felony hit and run involving a death. There is no word as yet on the identity of the person who was killed in the accident. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.